July 6, 2013, San Francisco, California. An Asiana captain flies the plane in for a visual approach without automation control. Too low and too slow. So says the National Transportation Safety Board's Deborah Herzman.
And about 3 seconds before impact, there is a call for a go-around.
The 777 hits the seawall and crashes, killing 3 and injuring 180. The NTSB reports that nobody in the crew on its first flight together spoke up about this dire position, despite automated warnings, until 2 pilots called for a go-around too late. 1997 on Guam, Korean Airlines Flight 801 crashes on landing, killing 228. This NTSB accident report shows similar problems. A first-time crew with no cockpit discussion about aborting the landing, even though the first officer yelled for a go-around 6 seconds before impact. The safety board concludes that the crew failed to monitor the captain's performance. 2 years later, another crash in London. Same problem. British officials advised South Korea to revise training to accommodate the Korean culture. George, who could not be identified, was once a captain for Asiana.
And I did not see myself hardly ever being challenged.
After the crashes in the 1990s, the South Korean government suspended 138 flights weekly to concentrate on improving safety. Transport Canada issued a temporary notice of suspension for KAL. The FAA temporarily downgraded all of South Korea from a Category 1 international safety rating to a Category 2.
Capacity and truck maintenance requirements.
At the time, Jim Hall was the chairman of the NTSB, the agency that investigated the Guam crash. Now he questions whether the July Asiana crash was just crew error or...
Or is this an indication that the lessons that were pointed out in the previous accidents still have not been learned and have not taken root?
The NTSB says the captain landing in San Francisco, Captain Lee Kang-guk, was on his first trip, learning to operate the 777. The instructor, Captain Lee Jong-min, is a former military pilot with seniority. The relief co-pilot is 7 years his junior. Hierarchy, conformity, and cockpit silence. Factors in San Francisco that pilots say had contributed to the earlier crashes. Park Jong-guk is executive director of the South Korean Pilots Union.
There was a vertical or military tradition in the past, but the companies have put forward a lot of effort to improve this kind of tradition.
Kwon Yeon-bu is Director General of Aviation Safety Policy at the South Korean Transport Ministry.
About 14% of the pilots here are foreign pilots, so Korean culture is changing more globally and universally.
Ross Amer, a former United Airlines pilot, trained KAL pilots 6 years ago.
It would take perhaps generations of pilots to eventually change the culture into a Western-type flying culture.
Captain Vic Hooper retired just 2 years ago from Asiana, where he says the cockpit culture is little changed.
And they bow and they shake their hands, which is part of their culture. Like I said, it's to show their subservience to the rank.
No investigator has yet to formally connect cockpit culture to this crash, but Jim Hall is concerned.
With a decade... It's not unusual, unfortunately, in the accident investigation business to find that lessons learned are also lessons forgotten as times pass.
Asiana executives expressed their utmost sympathy at a news conference the same day as the crash, but did not want to be interviewed for this story. Nor did KAL, although the airline did send us a list of all the improvements made following the earlier crashes. Changes were made to training, flight manuals, safety audits, and more. Korean Air, though, is currently under a special safety review by the South Korean government after one of its 737s overshot a runway last week. In Washington, Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.